শ্রীকৃষ্ণ জল বিহারীর সময় মানে গুরুদেব অলসো ওয়ান পয়েন্ট অলসো সেইং হোয়েন শ্রীকৃষ্ণ ডুইং জল বিহার ইন যমুনা অলসো হোয়াট টেকিং দ্য ওয়াটার ইন হিজ মাউথ অ্যান্ড হি অলসো হোয়াট থ্রোয়িং আদার গোপিস সো দি নেক্টার অলসো কামিং স্পিটিং সো যমুনা অ্যান্ড অলসো মানসী গঙ্গা দে আর অলসো সো ফর্চুনেট গোপীজ আর সেই ও উই হ্যাভ নো প্রেম হোয়েন কৃষ্ণ সুইমিং অ্যান্ড হোয়াট ডুইং জল বিহার অলসো হি অলসো কিসিং টু যমুনা বিকজ থিঙ্কিং ও যমুনা ইস ওয়ার হোয়েন কৃষ্ণ সুইমিং ইন যমুনা গোপী ইউ আর থিঙ্কিং গোপী ইউ আর থিঙ্কিং ও কৃষ্ণ অলসো কিসিং টু যমুনা এমব্রেসিং অ্যান্ড এভরিথিং বাট হোয়াট থিঙ্কস অফ হিজ ওন মুড অনলি টু অনলি টু সেইং দিস ইজ কল্ড উৎপ্রেক্ষা অলঙ্কার
So here, Sunanda Goswami is saying, the gopis are saying that the Manasi Ganga, Fradinyo, the
yes.
water, they are so fortunate.
They are the water of Jamuna, and they are also so fortunate, gopis are saying.
And that's the, and therefore they has us, they have the Astasatakwa.
Yes, yes. Right. Because Krishna also swimming and also embracing and kissing. Heart kissing when Krishna taking the water and throwing from their mouth, you saying what?
Spring.
So there, so nectar is coming, so then. But we have no prem. Krishna not kissing to us, not giving the other amrita anything.
This is another example from the same verse, bro.
Yeah. Radinya, the word of Radinya.
So this word is also Hridinno. Hridinno means all the lakes of Jamuna, a Vrindavan, in Kusum Sarovar, and also Manasi Ganga, and all many many also the fonts of Vrindavan. They are also so fortunate. This is also audio, this is called the one of the symptom of Mahabhav. Vastu mein gun ho athvan, if the qualification other is not in anywhere. They are thinking, oh, they are so fortunate. This is the symptom of Mahabhava. Understand you?
Yes.
And then Gurudev is saying, I also saying about Mahanta.
In the beginning, you were saying that whatever, you gave that example of that whatever the gopis they say, then that is like a praman. That is
arsha praman.
Yeah, arsha praman. That is true. So how about when, due to the nature of Mahabhav, they see a quality in an object that doesn't
because
exist.
Because in Vrindavan, I given the answer before. Because in Vrindavan, all the transcendental.
Okay, so
they can do everything.
So how about if a Mahabhagwan goes into a stage of bhav?
Mahabhav.
And they're not in Vrindavan in a sense. Yeah?
In the Vrindavan, they will, because it is depends on of your bhajan. I cannot express it. How do they are the
our vision of reality is wrong.
Yeah.
But
our religion is wrong, but Gopi they think it is true. So it is called the Arsha Praman.
So their vision of reality is real reality.
Yeah.
So then, for instance, in Venu Gita, there's a whole thing where the Gopis they see.
After class, you also because we can.
Otherwise,
explain.
We can't finish.
Yes. So. Gurudev also saying, Arja Parma Sadhu. Arja, in another meaning, is very Parma Sadhu. Here he is also saying, in shloka also saying, Mumuju Tarvo Jatha Arja. Arja means Param Sadhu. Arja means those who are the very high class devotee. Whose in Arja is also in the Param Sadhu, Krishna the Sestra, Krishna Bhakta Sestra. Adharamitapane, Kindu, but they are unqualified to drinking Krishna's Adharamrita. Who, just as like here is saying, Sanatana Goswami is saying, Srimati Radhika's words, Sasuri, grand, Jatila,
mother-in-law.
Yeah. Here is saying in the another meaning of Arja. You understand? Mm-hmm. First meaning Arja is pointing to that the trees and people and this saying. But here is the Arja, pointed to whom? Mother-in-law of Srimati Radhika, that is called Jotila. And also, they could not. Why? They are opposite mood.
They cannot taste the nectar.
They cannot taste smoothly. But they were conscious Mother Padma. Yeah. But if they saw the Krishna's beauty and everything, what happened? Also the prema will be raised. As like Sanatana Goswami explained in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, where? Nava Vrindavan. When Krishna to manifest it of his Madhurya Bhav, and on seeing the Madhurya Bhav, Padma, see, what happened?
Attracted.
She also attracted, but could not testing that the Madhurya Bhav.
So this is two different meanings. One meaning of Ari means Paramasadhu, a very high class devotee.
Yes.
And the example is?
Is Arja Vriddha. Old. In the Braj, those who are old, what takes? They are the opposite mood of Srimati Radhika.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is Arja using here the Sasuri, grandmother of Srimati.
Mother-in-law
of Srimati Radhika, Jotila, Kutila, and also there in this stage. Understand?
So, that is one meaning, that those who are vridha, those who are older, they cannot taste. And what
those who are older, that means those are opposite mood of, not all the older.
Uh-huh.
That is here the using the Jotila Kutila, those who are the opposite mood of Srimati Radhika.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They could not. Here is showing what? They also soke rodan karte hain. Soke rodan karte. They also weeping.
They are crying.
They are crying.
In lamentation.
In lamentation. Understand? They are living in limitation.
What are they lamenting about?
They are not testing.
They cannot taste.
They cannot taste that them. Esu prasari sabhapadmanya.
So that's a different mean. The Paramasadhu is another meaning.
Yes. Paramasadhu in where using that those who are the older person in Vrindavan. Here they are also Paramasadhu. They are called the Mahanto.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Here in the Arja, here another meaning Arja, that means those who are the old ladies and opposite mood of Srimati Radhika. Yeah. So using here the words is saying that the Jotila and others, those words, even Padma, also Gurudev, also saying. Yeah. They also lamented. Yeah.
So
they are lamenting.
They are lamenting.
So, not out of happiness, but out of sorrow.
Yes.
So these are two separate meanings. One is Paramasadhu means the elders of Vrindavan. And then the other meaning is the elders who are opposite.
Yeah.
Two different meanings. So if you take it to mean the elders of Vrindavan, Paramasadhu, the ones who are not opposite.
Not opposite.
Yeah. Why? They are also crying? Why are they crying?
No, they are not crying.
Sure. No.
They are not saying anything. Not here the...
Not saying anything.
Not saying anything. Here the...
It's clear now.
Yes. Here Gurudev also saying, why they are one person is very happy, one person is also crying and lamenting, why? It, here he is saying, it is the nature of the flute sound. The flute sound. If you are, so Gurudev is saying. Even in the cows, calves, and they also heard. Here in the fruits of the sound, they also violated. Gavascha Krishna Mukha Udgrita Venu. Also the cows, calves, those who are the animals, they also violated. And even what? Nakdastha Dhatu Budharjo Mukunda Gito Avarto Lakshmito Mano Bhagavagno Vega. Even also the rivers in Vrindavan, those who are the moving, non-moving, they also had the Krishna's flutes, and they also changed of their nature. Why? This is the influence of the flutes, sound of flutes. But this katha, who is saying? Those who are staying in neutral position. But if you are hearing the Krishna and flute sound, you cannot explain it. So Gurudev is saying.
You cannot remain neutral when you hear the sound.
Yes.
You cannot remain neutral.
You cannot say, oh, what happened? This is also.
You cannot
explain
neutral.
It.
What is the katha of the person who is tatastha? What are they saying? Someone who is tatastha, you're saying.
Sukhdev Goswami is saying. Mm-hmm. Now Sanatana Goswami also saying. In the stage of neutral position.
Mm-hmm.
If Sanatana Goswami and Sukhdev Goswami absorbed at the same mood, could not explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they can only explain it from being in a neutral position. Is that what you're saying? I don't understand.
Not understand. No. This katha, who's saying?
Which katha?
This katha. What? Now he is saying all the katha.
The purport or the verse itself?
This is the purport, also saying.
Yes.
Who's saying? Sanatana Goswami is saying. Mm-hmm. Everybody is saying. Gurudev also saying. Sukhdev Goswami is saying. This katha in Srimad Bhagavatam, all the bhars. At the stage of neutral position. If he absorbed, he could not explain it. How is it possible? Yes. If when the prem is raised, you become fainted.
Senseless.
Sanmasika bhavet murcha.
So how Sanatana Goswami can explain all this?
For us, how?
He did not become senseless.
To come down to...
It is by the Jogmaya, because he is not too written, if not saying, we cannot understand what the meaning, we never enter in this position. So it's very kind-hearted.
Yeah.
And why also Krishna is also kind-hearted, by his Jogmaya also doing.
Yes.
If he will be able, if he say,
like Sadak.
Yes.
So if you're actually hearing the flute and absorbed, then it's not possible to explain all these katars, because one will only have one bar, his own bar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this is seen from many different. Is this the idea?
Pardon?
Is the idea that if someone is hearing and becoming absorbed, they are not tatastha, then that time they cannot explain. Because
cannot explain.
They see everything.
Srimati Radhika, she also doing what? When we thinking, who is the unqualified? Why taking the, why drinking the nectar of Krishna's Dharamritam? So he do want the jealousy raised in her heart. But it is not actual jealousy. Not in this world jealousy, that's in the world. This is the one type of
transcendental
mood. This is also is called Vyabhichari mood. When the Vyabhichari mood is, there is in the world.
So, Radhika is thinking why an unqualified person is taking?
After.